Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 76 degrees with a cloudy sky at 8:30 here on this Monday morning. Police in Tulsa, Oklahoma say two officers are in critical condition after being shot. Officer Jeannie Pierce says in an email to the Associated Press that additional information about this morning's shooting would be released later. No details were immediately provided. Names of the officers and the events leading to the shooting were not released, and no arrests have been announced. Gasoline prices have gone up slightly over the past 2 weeks. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Gasoline prices rose again, this time 6 cents over the past 2 weeks. The new price is $2.22. It's a total of 29 cents price hike over 9 weeks. But if that sounds big, we need to recall that in the prior 3 months, the price had crashed 72 cents per gallon.
The lowest average price in the country is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, at $1.78 a gallon. Highest price is in San Francisco at $3.15 a gallon. A report today on the death toll from COVID-19 worldwide.
Another tragic milestone was passed Sunday in the coronavirus pandemic. 500,000 deaths worldwide. The reported tally comes from Johns Hopkins University researchers. About one in four of those deaths, more than 125,000, have been reported in the U.S. The country with the next highest death toll is Brazil. Meanwhile, more Florida beaches will be closing again to avoid further spread of the coronavirus. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said interactions among young people are driving the surge. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
Sedgwick County health officials report more than 1,100 residents have been diagnosed with COVID-19 in the county. 28 have died. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports nearly 14,000 COVID-19 cases statewide. The KDHE says 270 Kansas deaths have been linked to COVID-19.
A Kansas City area man has been charged in a bridge shooting.
Court records say the man was charged with randomly shooting into traffic last month on a bridge that connects Kansas and Missouri. He fired 15 rounds from a handgun before retrieving an AR-15 style rifle from his car and shooting at least 23 more rounds. The Kansas City Star reports that a criminal affidavit released Friday in the case against 37-year-old Joseph Westrom describes the May 27th shooting that ended with a Fort Leavenworth soldier hitting Westrom with his truck to stop him. One person was taken to the hospital after being struck with gunfire. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita-based Spirit AeroSystems announcing a new partnership with Virgin Hyperloop. It's a groundbreaking travel venture.
In a news release, the company said the joint venture will help to solidify a Hyperloop prototype with the efforts of Spirit AeroSystems. Hyperloop is a new mode of transportation that can travel at speeds approaching 700 miles per hour. With Hyperloop vehicles called pods floating along a track using magnetic levitation at airline speeds for long distances. As Virgin Hyperloop looks to create the first Hyperloop certification center in the U.S., it plans to bring thousands of jobs for first movers of the technology and its partners. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a partly cloudy, warm and humid start to the day, we should get to 92 for the high this afternoon with gusty south winds. A few clouds overnight, Tarlo 75, then sunny and hot weather ahead on Tuesday with a high 102, our heat index 105 to 110. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 76 degrees. We've got a south wind gusting to 30 miles per hour. Blake Basinger sells businesses, and with the SBA CARES Act, paying 6 months of payments, now is a great time to be a seller. Deadline is coming soon. If you're ready to sell your business, call Blake Basinger at 416-2000. 8:35 now, Steve at 10 of the morning here on KNSS, and that means it's time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
We do have a couple of obituaries today. The man who wrote The Graduate has died.
Author Charles Webb has died. His debut novel, The Graduate, published in 1963, became the basis for the movie of the same name. He was just 24 when he wrote it. Webb based the book on his own time as a history and lit major at Williams College in Massachusetts. Like his fictional counterpart, Benjamin Braddock, Webb said he was interested in the wife of a good friend of his parents, too, but he realized it would be better to write about it than to act on it. The 1967 film became an instant classic, but it failed to make Webb a rich man. He received just $20,000 for the rights. Like Braddock, Webb married his real-life Elaine, Eve Rudd. For years, they lived on the road and at one point ran a nudist camp. They moved to England in 2000, where Eve died a year ago. Charles Webb passed away June 16th in Eastbourne, England, from a blood disorder. He was 81. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
And the graphic designer who created an iconic logo for New York City has passed.
Milton Glaser broke ground throughout his six-decade career, creating such memorable designs as the 1960s psychedelic poster of Bob Dylan and his most famous inspiration, the I Heart New York logo. Last year, he told PBS,
I did it in 1977. Who in the world would expect something like that to still be around?
Glaser also co-founded New York Magazine in the late 1960s and was recognized for his trailblazing talents with a National Medal of Arts in 2009. The lifelong New Yorker died Friday in his beloved city on his 91st birthday. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Adult film star Ron Jeremy enters a plea charged with rape.
Former adult film star Ron Jeremy pleaded not guilty to charges that he sexually assaulted one woman and raped three others. Jeremy faces 8 felony counts if convicted. The 67-year-old faces a maximum sentence of 90 years to life in prison. The Los Angeles District Attorney revealed the charges Tuesday based on accusations that he raped a 25-year-old woman at a home in West Hollywood in 2014. Sexually assaulted 2 women on 2 separate occasions at a bar in West Hollywood in 2017 and raped a 30-year-old woman at the same bar in 2019. In response, Jeremy on Twitter wrote, I can't wait to prove my innocence in court. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A legendary rock band takes on the president.
You can't always get what you want.
That may be so, but the Rolling Stones are threatening legal action against President Donald Trump if he doesn't stop using their songs at his campaign events. Their hit, You Can't Always Get What You Want, has been a staple of Trump rallies since the 2016 campaign. But now Broadcast Music Incorporated, or BMI, has notified the president's people that continued use of songs by the Stones will constitute a breach of its licensing agreement. Other artists have also jumped on the bandwagon. Canadian Neil Young says his Rockin' in the Free World was used against his wishes, and the family of the late Tom Petty issued a cease and desist for Team Trump to stop playing I Won't Back Down after it was used during last week's rally in Tulsa. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
It's going virtual. Willie Nelson's Independence Day picnic.
On the road again.
Country star Willie Nelson's 4th of July picnic will move forward in a live stream event, which will include performances, interviews, and archival footage. From the long-standing picnic's nearly 50-year history, Willie and his band will perform at studios near his Luck Ranch in Austin beginning at 4:30 Eastern Time and will be joined virtually by Sheryl Crow, Lyle Lovett, Steve Earle, Lucas Nelson, and Promise of the Real, Margot Price, and more. Tickets for the Independence Day show are $35. The concert will stream on williepicnic.com. Willie's latest album, First Rose of Spring, drops Friday. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Let's see what's going on in the world of music.
Pirates of the Caribbean gets a reboot by Disney and a whole new adventure starring Margot Robbie with writer Christina Hodson for a female-fronted story. No plot details yet, but the project is described as a wholly original story with new characters under the Pirates moniker. Pirates mainstay Jerry Bruckheimer will produce both new Pirates projects. Mulan, initially expected in March, is delayed yet again. Instead of being released at the end of July, Mulan now is set for late August. Of course, there's no guarantee there won't be another delay for the live-action adaptation of the 1998 animated film. Ghostbusters fans need not worry. Co-creator and co-star Dan Aykroyd making it clear his departed friend Harold Ramis still will contribute to the upcoming Ghostbusters Afterlife. Ramis, also a co-creator, playing the deadpan genius Egon Spengler in the original two films. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Crikey, she's a beaut.
Crikey, it's the Irwins. Life in lockdown follows the family as they deal with the coronavirus lockdown and its effects on their beloved Australian zoo.
I'm the pilot of a big plane, and the plane is going down, and I'm handing out all the parachutes I've got, saying, you're going to have to jump.
Irwin family matriarch Terry, son Robert, daughter Bindi, and her new husband, Chandler Powell, power through trying to take care of 1,200 animals during the closure with only a few people.
It's really scary, trying to make do with a limited number of staff.
Life in Lockdown will premiere Saturday, August 1st on Animal Planet. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Let's see what's going on in the world of gaming.
Fox Bits.
Your insider's cheat code to gaming. I'm Amit Dignam. The long-awaited Last of Us 2 did not disappoint in sales for PlayStation's Naughty Dog Studios. The game, set in a post-apocalyptic world after a global pandemic, becoming the fastest-selling Sony Studio-owned game to date at 4 million copies in its first 3 days, topping the previous title holder, which has a lot more awareness in the branding to an average user, Spider-Man, who had 3.3 million in 3 days. Following the original property, the secondary protagonist, Ellie, in a world that's constantly attacked by both zombie-like diseased and humanity at its worst.
I'm gonna find, and I'm gonna kill.
The game is critically praised by most gaming sources, scoring 104 on website Metacritic.
Every last one of them.
The popularity of the first one has led to a television show being developed for HBO. That's Fox Bits for Fox News.
Speaking of the apocalypse, I watched a movie I hadn't seen in a long time. I watched On the Beach.
Ooh,
this weekend.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I saw that when I was a kid, and I just, ooh. And I read the book, too.
Yeah, me too.
Depressing as heck.
Yeah, it is.
Ooh.
It's a pretty powerful message.
Yes, sir.
And I also watched A Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, which I had not seen in years.
I saw that a while back, too.
John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart.
John Ford.
Yeah. Wichita's Vera Miles.
Yep.
Happy birthday today to actor, then congressman, Fred Grandy. Gopher on the Love Boat.
Gopher.
He is now 72. Gopher is 72.
Gopher.
One of your favorites, comedian Richard Lewis, is 73.
Yeah.
You're groaning over there. He's pretty funny on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Actor Gary Busey is 76. Of course, we saw Gary Busey perform live at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Wichita.
Tribute to Buddy Holly.
Yeah, he was in the Buddy Holly movie, and they had
Widow
Holly and Gary Busey showed up that night.
And he comes out on stage and they start the music and he just starts mouthing words made no sense
and
whatever.
Up words and
apparently he didn't know the lyrics to the songs or whatever. May have been a little
And then you turned to me and said, let's leave.
It was terrible.
Yeah, well, his recollections were fine. Once he started singing, though, you're like, okay, we're done here. And it was 30 years ago on this day. It came out in Wichita movie theaters. The movie Ghost Dad.
Ghost Dad.
Starring Bill Cosby. Directed by Sidney Poitier. The movie was so bad, it drove Sidney out of the business. He never directed another movie. It's about a widower's spirit. And he's able to communicate with his children after his death.
Ooh.
Ghost Dad.
Ghost Dad.
Yeah. Not widely critically acclaimed.
No.
Rotten Tomatoes says, a startlingly misconceived effort from director Sidney Poitier and star Bill Cosby. Ghost Dad is a listless, glacially paced comedy that's alternately schmaltzy and incomprehensible. Roger Ebert gave it a half star out of four.
Oh, my.
A desperately unfunny film, a strained, contrived construction that left me shaking my head. How could Sidney Poitier, a skilled filmmaker with an actor's sense of timing, have been the director of this mess? How did a production executive go for it? Whoever thought this was a good idea? Ghost Dad, celebrating its 30th anniversary today.
Yes. Okay.
Entertainment news brought to you by the folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. They do professional major appliance repairs on most makes and models. They'll get you fixed up. Got a bad appliance? Call Terry. Get an appointment set up. They'll get right there and help you out. 409-1525 is the phone number. The good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
New name and location for a local company. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up with Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.